This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Friday. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's News Podcast. A Garda investigation has been launched after residents in a housing estate in Ballincollig expressed concern for their safety after a gang gathered for a second time in the estate on St. Patrick's Night. Garda are examining pictures and videos of the gang of up to 25 people who engaged in antisocial behaviour in the old quarter area of Ballincollig. The Irish Examiner reports that on the 5th and 6th of March, several homes and a car were damaged after rocks were thrown over a boundary fence between the Miller's Court area of the estate and the town's vast regional park. On St. Patrick's Night, a gang of up to 25 young people roamed through the estate between 10:30 and 1 a.m, with residents claiming they were shouting, swearing, fighting with each other, urinating and kicking a football off cars in the estate. Garda are to step up patrols in the area, but in the meantime, local residents say they're worried about the safety of their families and their homes. Health officials are due to give an update on the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine in Ireland today. It comes after the European Medicines Agency expressed confidence in it. Its use had been suspended in several countries over blood clot fears, but the EMA yesterday found the injection is safe and effective. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ronan Glynn says he's hopeful the suspension will not have damaged confidence in the vaccine.
Will the last week pose a challenge in that regard? I have no doubt that it will, but equally I think the challenge for us and for those tasked with rolling out the vaccine is to make sure that people's questions are answered clearly. I would hope that the majority of people, when they reflect on the past week, will see that we acted quickly, we acted in the context of putting safety first.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
To sport, and in horse racing, the Willie Mullins trained Album Photo will bid to join racing legends as he looks to win his third successive Cheltenham Gold Cup today. Since World War II, only Cottage Rake, Arkell and Best Mate have won the festival's biggest race on three occasions. The 9-year-old will be ridden by Paul Townend once again in today's feature race at 3:05. To soccer, and the new SSE Airtricity League Premier Division season gets underway this evening. Champions Shamrock Rovers host St. Patrick's Athletic at 7:45 as they begin the defence of their title. Before that, at 5:45, newly promoted Drogheda United entertain Waterford. There's one game in the Premier League tonight, with Fulham welcoming Leeds United to Craven Cottage from 8. To rugby, and having already secured a place in the final, Munster and Leinster are both in Guinness Pro 14 action this evening. Johan van Graan's side host Benetton in Conference B at Thomond Park from 6. Then at 8:15, reigning champions Leinster entertain the Ospreys at the RDS, while at the same time, Ulster take on Zebre at the Kingspan Stadium.
The five biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.
Yesterday, just mentioned how to do a safe rally. You saw it yesterday on the Grand Parade if you were there. There's about 100 people gathered on the Grand Parade to protest against gender-based violence and harassment. Now, the rally was one of five events that were organised right across the country. It was actually organised by the group Rosa as an act of solidarity with the women who were arrested in London last weekend. And I suppose as well, it was probably a vigil in itself yesterday afternoon as well, remembering the murder victim, Sarah Everard. Seamus Whelan was there. He went to the rally yesterday, microphone in hand, and as usual, fully masked, socially distanced, and he caught up with some of those that were there because we were keen to hear their voices. And amongst them was the Solidarity Councillor Fiona Ryan. Not just her, but lots more besides.
Hill Street. We are the 97.
We are the 97.
During the pandemic, there's been an 88% increase in intimate partner violence reports in Ireland. In the same study, 97% of participants stated that they had experienced sexual harassment. Several years ago, here in Cork, we marched against the treatment of a woman who had her underwear paraded in front of a jury as evidence of consent. We're still in the stone ages when it comes to our political and institutional settings.
It's exhausting to have to protect ourselves. It's exhausting when I go out to be on guard all the time. And to, if someone catcalls me or shouts at me, do I let it go? Do I tell them off? If I let it go, I feel awful about it. If I tell them off, then I could be putting myself in more danger. It's exhausting being a girl now in this day and age. It's exhausting every day.
there is a pandemic during the lockdown, problem of violence against women in the home, but in all areas of our lives, really, the women feel unsafe, and that even just walking home at night, you realise the extent to which, you know, you would get your keys out, I would have my husband's number on speed dial ready just in case I felt someone was following me or felt threatened, and that's not normal, and we shouldn't have to live like that.
I don't feel scared walking down the streets because I'm always prepared to fight, but then that I shouldn't have to be prepared to fight. I was raped when I was 18 by a boy the year above me, and so after that I do have like a bit more nervous and a bit more wits about me, because, well, first of all, he was sober as well, so like, you know, what could they do if they're on drugs or if they're drunk?
We've normalised the experience of being harassed on occasion. I've been followed, I've had somebody masturbate in front of me, I don't know, numerous things. I'm glad to see there's men here, because we have to bring men with us. It isn't a polarising thing, and it shouldn't be a polarising thing. But I do think if you look at gender violence, it's predominantly against women, it's predominantly committed by men, as is any violence.
Whenever there's an issue like this that's raised by women, it's always like, oh, men experience that too, or women in developing countries have those experiences. But it's like, just listen to us.
Get Red FM's News Extra at redextra.ie and check out our other podcasts.